I'm constantly jerking it.
So what's Becca get up to?
Who cares, am I right?
Hello and welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 605. I'm Sam Ginsberg. A snake wrote a Tyler Driblet 7 miles.
What? Oh, right. I forgot what we were doing.
Philippe was high on shrooms.
I got it. No, I forgot what we were doing because I took last week off. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. A shrimp fried these rice is the energy that's giving me.
Huh.
Zach's here. Hi, Zach.
Hey.
Oh, also Holly was there for a second. This is, oh boy.
You got the whole gang here.
It's going to be a good episode.
Where's Rupert?
Oh, shit. No, I don't know.
Cool. Super. Well, Zach, do you know, you might not know where Rupert is, but do you know what beer you have?
I do. This is Farfellow's Imperial Stout with Marshmallow from the Copper Turtle Brewery and Tavern. This is some amount of dessert stout. It's 8.9 ABV. All I know is it has marshmallow. That's all I've got. I have no clue. This is a Lucy can, and so the context, this might should be not allowed enough of context for what your beer is on the can or on the bottle itself. They sell Lucy's now, you know?
Yeah.
I don't have the box for this.
That's
true. But it's dirt stuff. It's black. It smells kind of roasty. I think I like that. I don't know. It's not bad. It's definitely not bad. Every now and then, I tend to only bring bad dessert stouts onto this podcast, like almost exclusively. So it's kind of a relief that it wasn't horrible. It's very, like, very, very roasty in flavor. Like, it's almost like smoky on like the finish, like in a camping, like a campfire stick or something.
Do you get any marshmallow? Any lactose?
On the very front, and then it fades into sort of like campfire-y notes. So I don't know if that's like thematically intentional or they just roasted the shit out of it, but it's not bad.
Okay. Well, I have something that I think will be bad. From Innis and Gunn, I have barrel-aged gunpowder IPA, which is, barrel-aged IPA. It's an IPA-type style that I, for one, don't like. It's also only 5.6% ABV, which is just too bad. It pours out with no head, and it looks like dirty dishwater. Like, really nothing appealing about this. Kind of smells like white wine.
Do you think maybe they were like, anyone will drink any kind of fucking IPA. Let's make the worst beer we possibly can and just put IPA on it and see if people will buy it.
Hmm. You know what? I would be tempted. If I were a different person, I would be tempted to say that this was kind of pruney. But I'm not that kind of person. So I wouldn't say that.
It sounds like this is the attempt of a disgruntled brewmaster to make an IPA people won't drink.
Yeah.
I'll show them all!
I would say this is not good, but it's like the banality of evil, you know? Because it's not even that crazy bad. It's just like, this kind of tastes bad, and I also immediately forget about it.
It's not the worst possible beer. It's just the worst possible beer to bring onto a beer podcast.
Pretty much. It's going to get – definitely going to get a low rating. This is not – it's not good. Sam?
Yeah. I went ahead and did something interesting like Zach did. So I have Untitled Art Chocolate Espresso Stout.
Ooh, okay.
11% ABV. We got some chocolate and some coffee beans.
No, this is all coffee. Very boozy up front, then roasty, and then booze in the back. Hey, buddy, where'd you put your chocolate? You want to give me some chocolate?
Where's that chocolate at?
Also, why is it so thin?
Oh, I hate that.
Malt heavy, 11%. Where's the body? Where's your body in your chocolate?
Yeah. I hate a thin stout. It's like, it's one of the worst things where you're like, oh, porter time, I guess.
Well, I mean, we'll see. I really do want to like this, but I'm disappointed. And it's just like, I was never the most talented brewer in the world, but I could fix this.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad that you did something interesting and it didn't work out.
That's more fun than it working out.
It's more fun for me, I'll tell you that.
For me as well.
Is that you throwing to my content?
What? I don't, is it about your children?
No.
Okay.
Although they aren't interesting, so.
But they haven't worked out.
I haven't taken them to the gym, no.
That's probably good.
It seems like a terrible place to bring kids.
Unless you're looking to meet ladies, meet single ladies, take your toddlers to the gym, start flexing.
Did you have kids when you meant to have golden retriever puppies? Are you thinking of golden retriever puppies? Because it's great to meet women if you have an armful of golden retriever puppies.
Yeah, just start taking them to the gym, start doing bicep curls with a puppy in each arm.
Oh, now, yeah. At some point, it does make sense to get your kids into the gym so you can create like a new baby Gronk or the Rizzler.
Gross.
And just gross. Like.
The Rizzler doesn't go to the gym.
Does he not? I don't know.
The Rizzler looks like Slimer.
Does he?
Which is a mean thing to say about a kid, but I do regret saying it out loud.
You regret that one?
I actually do feel kind of bad about saying that.
I've never.
But he's putting himself online.
I don't think I could pick either of them out of a lineup.
I'm just looking at his dumb face.
I thought they were supposed to be like buff little kids.
No, you're thinking of that. I think you should leave Skit. Little buff boys.
Little buff boys. You're right. That's my bad.
Wait, do you think Gronk is a kid?
No, there's a baby Gronk. There's a baby Gronk child.
Oh, I get sorry.
And I thought
a kid who only a little bit looks like Rob Gronkowski.
I thought his whole thing was that he was jacked as hell too. Am I wrong?
Not really.
No, he's not jacked.
No, he's goosed up, man. He's goosed up for sure.
He's not bowed? Huh. Weird. Well, anyway, let's go to our first article from TheGuardian.com.
Sam, you didn't send us the articles.
Oh shit.
Sam, Google baby Gronk versus the Rizzler. They're in an online feud.
See, this is, I thought they were like in a cage match style SmackDown because they were both so jacked.
They can do that with 11.
Man, if you Google baby Gronk versus, it autofills the Rizzler.
Yeah, well, everybody knows.
The Rizzler is going to be the president 40 years from now.
So this picture. This Rizzler individual is maybe the least jacked person I've ever seen.
Hold on. I gotta look him up.
You ever seen the Gene Wilder, Willy Wonka, when Viola Beauregard gets rolled away because she's turned into a blueberry?
Yeah.
That vibe.
This kid looks like a 40-year-old Long Islander.
Yeah, you can tell he's from the East Coast.
Absolutely. Anyway, I don't want to say too much about him because he also looks like he's like 11 years old or something like that.
He's definitely like 11.
Yeah. So anyway, I sent you those articles now, right? You guys got those? You got those articles?
Yeah. That's all I'm coming through.
Okay. Well, the first article, opposite of the Rizzler, from TheGuardian.com, Isaac Newton's beer mug to go on show in Royal Society exhibition in London.
Why?
Oh, my God.
Why? It's just a bunch of his personal effects are going on display because everybody loves Sir Isaac Newton.
That's true. I'm for him. I think
he's
generally.
He's fine.
Yeah, no, Newtonian, I can't think of anyone who I would be like stoked to be at a museum and see this is so and so's mug. Like other than like maybe Christ?
Right, I was going to say, yeah.
Or like a fictional character. If you could guarantee me that this was Fred Flintstone's beer mug, and like it was carbon dated and shit, I'd be like, well, that is interesting, because I thought that guy was made up.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I guess what I'm saying is, are Jesus Christ and Fred Flintstone really that different?
Hmm. What I think is interesting is that Jesus Christ had already died in Fred Flintstone time because they celebrated Christmas.
That's
so
true.
Did he come back again?
Do you think they had bracelets that said, what would Jesus Yabba Dabba do?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Went all the way around.
Big time.
That's a good fellow.
No, I'm sorry. Becca's reminding me that the Flintstones is actually not in the past. It's in the future.
With
Jetsons up above, yeah. Right? Yeah. So yeah.
So what is this like a post World War III thing then?
Yeah.
How did
the
dinosaurs come back?
Science gone run amok. Yeah.
Jurassic Park
styles. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We are living. I saw an article like last year, I think, where it's like George Jetson is born this year.
Oh.
And I was like, Jesus Christ.
I don't like that.
I hate when they do the future shit and like old 50s things. And it's like,
I don't like that.
It's 2020 and everyone's like in a beyond scarcity, like Star Trek Federation. It's like, my life.
Yep. Yep. We missed the Irish reunification of 2024, speaking about sci-fi predictions. But anyway, Isaac Newton, we're going into the past. We're trying to go into the past, you guys. So something that they're trying to make me think is cool in this article is that apparently Sir Isaac Newton didn't drink a ton, but he did create a whole bunch of homemade inks, which were based on beer. So they're like, this was his beer mug, but maybe it's where he mixed up his ink to do all of his mathematicals.
Hey, Janice, it's cool that Isaac Newton didn't really drink beer and made his own ink, right? Oh, yeah, definitely. Put that in the article for sure.
Yeah.
Who is this article for?
I don't know. We're talking about it.
It sounds like the level of dorkiness you'd expect from the guy who invented calculus. Leibniz. Do you ever think that he got the mugs mixed up and he accidentally drank some of his ink out of the ink mug? Oh, ink. Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody was like, Isaac.
You virgin.
Uh-huh.
Or is that Tesla? Was he a virgin too?
What? I don't know.
Did Isaac Newton
I only heard it about Newton, but I would totally believe it about Tesla.
Tesla definitely was. He was in love with a pigeon at the end of his life.
Well, it doesn't mean he was a virgin. Yeah, it just means he didn't have high standards.
That's true. He could have fucked a bunch. There are a lot of pigeons back then.
You know something like 9%, only 9% of birds have penises?
What?
Like bird species, I mean.
So what do they do?
Cloaca to cloaca contact, yeah.
They like make them kiss?
Pretty much, yeah. And they just splorch the genetic material in. Yeah. Currently, we believe that they evolved away.
I'm gonna splorch!
Yeah. Currently, we think they evolved away the penis so that they could be lighter to fly easier.
Not worth it.
Wild, right?
You'll catch me dragging my bird stomach along the earth as I hover fucking barely off the surface.
I mean, that's how you know that ostriches are real gangsters. They never learn to fly.
Like, I'll just walk there.
Yeah. But isn't that wild?
That is pretty crazy. That's actually one of the crazier things I've heard. I wish I could tell people that at work, because I would normally share that with the people around me, but I only know people at work, and I definitely can't tell them that at work.
Just save that for the next time your icebreaker at work is like, what's a fun penis fact you have?
Yeah, that's the last time I got to host the meeting.
All right, so you wouldn't go see Isaac Newton's ink beer mug. You're not into it.
If I was already in the museum and I saw they had a free exhibit that was Isaac Newton's personal effects, I would go, oh, what's that? And I go, oh, it's just fucking plates and shit? Okay, let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Other than Christ, is there anybody whose beer mug you'd want to see?
I already gave my answer, so now it's Zach's turn.
So, okay, Fred Flintstone's been taken, so I guess
that's
other
true.
Than
you
Fred
could save
Flintstone.
Fred Flintstone. You're right.
You could say Barney Rubble. That'd be fine.
I don't know. Fucking
feels a little derivative.
I think I would like to see like Prince of Egypt style, like ancient Egypt, okay. Like Ramses. You know, they're like, this is Ramses the Third's beer mug. I'd be like, sweet. That actually feels like it might be in a real museum.
And he probably was drinking a bunch of 3-5 swill that tasted like shit out of there.
Oh, you'd best believe it was made with dirty river water. Just the only water they had.
That just makes me think there must be between the numbers 0 and 5. If I drink 0% ABV liquid all day, I won't get drunk. If I drink 5% ABV liquid all day, I will get drunk. Somewhere in between, you just have a persistent vague buzz. Maybe yeah, that's somewhere. Like 2.2-ish.
The Shandy like, Triangle.
At some point, you're drinking it so you have to put in so much liquid that you're just peeing all day.
Right.
So you can't keep putting it in.
It sounds miserable.
Sounds like a like, juice cleanse.
It sounds like I'll just be tired all the time. Like my body would just be a little bit inflamed and bloated just constantly.
I'm just changing out my brake fluid. I'm like getting everything out of my kidneys entirely that one day.
I guess. I'm not into it.
No, but that is, you should just try that with Shandy's and see if you can eliminate an upper bound of your percentage. Just kind of zero in on it.
Anything but Shandy's, man. So much sugar. Like, that's what'll kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I won't get drunk, but I will get diabetic.
You will get kidney stones.
Dude, if you can avoid becoming diabetic, you should. I feel like that's like, it's not as glamorous. It's not as glamorous as the fucking Wilfred Brimley made it sound.
The Hollywood diabetes.
The famous diabetes. Oh man, oh Wilfred.
He was really good in The Thing.
He was great in The Thing, and he was also probably like 25. He's got that Seth Rogen gene where you just look like you're a million years old.
Yeah.
That was like, he famously had, he's like how, what Magic Johnson was for AIDS. He was obviously less inspirationally for diabetes. Yeah. But he just had it for forever. And then you're like, he was 48 when those first commercials came out? What the fuck? You're like, oh, he looked like shit.
Yeah. Probably because he had diabetes.
I don't know, man. What's Seth Rogen's problem then? That's pretty good.
Was it?
No. I knew it. The longer I think about it, the less good it becomes. It's kind of like
closer to Paul Rubens.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Have we talked about how ridiculous it was that he got arrested for jerking off in a porno theater yet? Have we talked about
that? Probably.
Okay. Like, also, what else that other guy, that other legendary comedy guy whose name I forget.
Two dudes got caught jerking off in a porno theater?
You're too kind to me, Zach. Fucking, what's his name from Mighty Wind and all those? One of those deadpan guys.
Really? Oh, interesting.
Not Eugene Levy, but a guy I always think of in the same pantheon.
Like Fred Willard?
Yes!
Fred Willard?
Someone Google that.
I Googled Fred Willard jerking off, and I just see all these weird pictures.
And now I'm horny?
Fred Crazy. Willard movie theater. Fred Willard arrested for exposing himself in an adult movie theater.
Listen, yeah. I'm not a really well-informed guy, but I know shit about jerking off.
Here's a couple questions I have.
Hit me. You've wandered into my area of expertise, and I'd love to flaunt it.
Yeah. No, it's more about these situations. Like, so they're in the porno theater, and they're jacking off. Like, is it a rave? Like, do the cops like all of a sudden turn the lights on, and they're like, "We saw your dick." Or are they like jerking off so egregiously that other patrons are like, "We gotta call the cops."
They're just going, like, "Whoa, whoa!"
Yeah.
It's so extreme. Like, everyone's jerking off at like a 4 out of 10, and they're up at like a 9 out of 10, and they're like, "We gotta call the cops, and we can't fuck."
Yeah, like both legs in the air, you know. Like, I just
like Kermit the Frog.
I have to assume. So I've never been into an adult theater, but based on...
They don't exist anymore, right? Like
they probably do. People, I mean, nostalgia is a hell of a thing, man. But from movies and shit, I feel like half of it is there's a like a 30-person seat theater with a movie on and everyone's jerking off. And then, but then the other thing is like you go into a booth and there's a stripper on the other side of some glass.
Yeah, that's fine. That one's fine. Everybody's fine with
that's
that.
That's Peep Show.
Yeah, that's different.
Why?
I guess because nobody else is around you.
It's private?
Sure, there's that. She's right there.
She's
it's
seen
her job.
Yeah, but she's consented or whatever.
But like if I'm jerking off 8 feet away from someone else jerking off, they haven't consented to me jerking off even though they're jerking off?
I guess.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's
we're on the. Point. I'm preaching to the choir here. I should shut up.
To question two, who is the person in there calling the cops on people? Who's like the Karen of the porn theater?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, how does it happen that you get arrested jerking off at a porn theater? Like, is it a random sweep? Are there like vice dudes undercover, like just sitting in the porno theater like all the time?
Just looking to pop a jerker.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if it's like how in some states. There are quotas for speeding tickets.
Right.
I wonder if it's like it doesn't have to be a speeding ticket. You just need X number of collars per month. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, shit, I'm six behind. And I forgot it was February. February 28th is the last day. I got to and then you just go to a jerk off theater and arrest all the jerk offers.
I would not want to arrest a person with their dick out. Like,
I don't want to put the handcuffs on them.
Slippery.
I know where those hands have been, you know?
Touches officer's face before you go to jail is one final act of defiance.
Is that assaulting an officer?
They would probably try to charge you on it, but that's how you sue and get like $2 million.
That's true. That's true.
That's my dream is to be arrested slightly unjustly, but not like, you know, harmed super bad so I can sue like a municipality.
Arrest me and just forget to read me my Miranda rights. I'm golden, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, even like, you know, break my wrist or something. Like that's – you can heal up from that.
Punch me on an American Airlines flight.
Yes.
That guy literally was living the dream. It was such a waste that it was a doctor. I was like, that should be like a fucking artist or somebody.
It's true. Yeah. But anyway, Tim, if you know the details on how people get arrested at porno theaters, I would love for you to email us about it.
I would love your
send us a picture.
Investigative expose. I need you to jerk off a few places.
Expose is a good word for this kind of thing.
Yes.
He got arrested for exposeing his penis to a crowd of people.
Yeah.
And just yelling, it's for journalism!
Whoa, he's just swinging around.
Yeah, are they in there doing the helicopter dick? What is the deal?
I would call if you're doing the helicopter dick. That's where Obermeyerland would be. If we're all, like, politely jerking off in there, like, privately, and you just start wanging it around, like,
I think it's, like,
rules. Everyone should come in with, like, a half dozen Rotten Tomatoes. And if someone starts doing that, hit him with a tomato.
Yeah.
They sit down. Everyone's cool.
Street justice.
Like a water spritzer. You're just like, hey,
don't
sit back down.
He doesn't like it when you do that, so he stops doing it.
I guess.
Or he likes it when you do it, and now you're causing a problem.
He's all misty. Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, you know, to our next article from Reuters.com, the Australian government was having a problem, and they found a genius way to fix it. Australian government pledges temporary beer tax freeze as election looms. I love this. It's so blatant. It's so funny. It's literally just that elections are coming up, the Labor Party isn't popular, and so they're going to stop taxing beer for a little bit so people can get cheaper beer and be happier with them.
And then as soon as the election's over, they'll put it back on.
Yes, like, it's so fuckers. Funny. It's so funny.
Huh. That's something.
It's incredible.
Seems kind of dumb, but...
So, number one, it's not going to work, right?
No.
Like, everybody's going to be like, thank you, labor. I saved 5 cents on my Foster's Australian for beer. but I do like how just nakedly transactional it is. It's very funny.
I'm trying to think of what an equivalent would be for me. Because it wouldn't just be, like, lowering taxes on booze. It would be like for the upcoming NBA draft, we're giving the Blazers the first pick for no reason. And I'd be like, I'm listening.
Okay.
I would.
All right, Green Party. Let's see what you got.
Yeah, if fucking Jill Stein goes out there and shoots Jordan Love in both kneecaps, I would think about it. I think about it at a national level. That's my price.
Yeah.
Your turn, Tyler. What would you need to give the Green Party an honest look?
The Greens, not that much. The Greens aren't that bad. I mean, they're a little like vaccines cause autism-y, but other than that, it's not that bad.
So they were just like, we'll go back to status quo on vaccines. You're like, all right, fair enough.
Yeah, pretty much.
So yeah, but, so listen, Green Party, it's gonna be way harder to do that than shoot Jordan Love. One boy, like versus
true.
My vote.
Honestly, it's true. I think I would vote for anybody who presented a like clear and doable plan to get us onto Mars. Like, sorry, Mexico, Trump says we're going to Mars.
That sounds like a 50s newsreel while they show us doing Starship Troopers, like right, good yeah. Nationalism.
My desire to know more has increased.
At least by 7 to 8%.
Yeah.
You're way too close to being able to support Elon Musk. Like, if Elon Musk were, close. If Elon Musk were competent, you'd be like this guy.
You know what truly, truly sucks is the only way the United States can get into space right now is using SpaceX. NASA does not have a rocket that can deliver a person into space. We send all of our astronauts up either with the Ruskies or on SpaceX.
Yes, it does suck.
Yeah.
You should probably fund NASA harder.
You'd think, right?
You would think.
Yeah. There was for a while there where the only countries who could get people into space were Russia and China. Wild.
Yeah, I wouldn't go on a Russian-made rocket ship right now.
Well, yeah, in Soviet Russia, rocket launches you.
Dude, that's actually pretty good. You should write that down, and you should make a whole career out of it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the Chinese one was built by Timu, so it's not much better.
It's like this big. Like you order it. Right. It's actually like an
inch rocket ship for ants.
Mm-hmm,
all right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are you guys up to?
I have a little game for you guys.
As long as it's not beers through the years.
It's not.
Cool.
This is one I don't think I ever named it. And I think I've done it once before. And it's this is a tabletop role playing with no dice.
Sweet.
Where I walk you through a life situation I had and see if you can do better than me.
Okay. All right.
So you guys aren't a party. You're playing separate single party adventures.
Okay.
But you, same prompt. You are out for a walk. You see a dog walking in the street. The dog is very small. And looks non-threatening. What do you do?
I approach the dog. I'm gonna. If it's small and non-threatening looking, there's no one around. Like I'm gonna give it a quick look around. If that dog doesn't seem like it belongs to anybody, I'm gonna go try to get that dog out of the street.
Tyler,
you guys aren't gonna like me for this, but the last time I
shoot the dog.
Yeah,
I kill and eat the dog.
Yeah. I add its pelt to my inventory. No, but the last time I rescued a dog, it pooped on me, and then its people were like, "Oh yeah, he gets out sometimes," and like that was it. So I'm going to ignore the dog.
Okay. I think, Zach, I might only be playing with you at this point, because Tyler has gone walking along the dog.
I just don't know why my adventurer would care about this dog. If you read my backstory, it's just...
So you go to approach the dog, and then you remember that you're walking your dog, and your dog is way bigger than that dog, and it lunges. Not in a threatening way, but in a he wants to play and doesn't remember that he's 10 times as big as this other dog kind of way.
So right about now is when I realized I made a horrible miscalculation, and things get very complicated from here. I think realistically what I would do in this moment is I would go, well, and I try to fucking body block my own dog while trying to scoop this other dog up like a football suddenly and immediately.
Ah, but what you realize when you try to scoop up the other dog with your other hand is that you are pushing your son in a stroller.
Oh, dude, this is bad. This is real bad.
Approach the dog. Were you? Did you? Like, were you just disassociating and then snap back? When you saw the dog?
No. So I mean, I'm
there.
I'm,
you are, I'm 24 really years old, not a care in the world. Wait a second.
I'm being a dick for effect here, but I was like, I don't have a hand. I don't know what I'm supposed to do here, but I don't want to leave this dog. So I did manage to get close enough to the dog to for it to be nice to me, but I noticed no collar.
Ooh, not a good sign.
So
bad news.
Can't scoop up the dog for reasons laid out.
Yeah.
The dog doesn't seem like feral or anything. Like this is
seems like someone's dog.
Like a fluffy white piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. It's probably some old person's dog.
But no collar, because my first thing was, if I can just get close enough that I can get a tag, I can call a number and make this someone else's problem. But I couldn't do that.
You can always do that, though. I think this is where I call non-emergency police line and just say, hey, there's a loose dog. Pick it up. Yeah. I would get off. I'd get my people to the sidewalk, make the call, maybe throw some dog treats, try to get the dog out of the street.
Yeah, so Zach, you win.
Good one.
Tyler obviously loses, but I think he thinks he wins, so that's fine. What I did was I went to the nearest house, and the dog followed me there, and then I rang the doorbell thinking, I'll ask this person, like, it's not that big of a neighborhood. Maybe this person has seen this dog out before and knows what dipshit owner belongs to this dog, and I can pawn it off to them. And if not, maybe I can be like, look, I have a baby and Sam, a dog.
I love the idea that you're
let
like,
me finish.
I'll get a friendly neighbor to help out.
I was like,
in this post-COVID world?
At the very least, maybe I can punt this shitty dog into this house and they'll see if it's chipped and I can run away.
This is an ultimate act of white privilege, by the way, what's happening in this story.
Yeah, well, you know where I live, G.
Yeah, Wisconsin.
I ring the doorbell. Someone comes to the door and they're like, hey, that's my dog! And they open the door, the dog runs in, and I'm like,
you nailed it!
Wow, that took quite a turn, Samuel.
Just the first house, completely ice cold, just first house.
I mean, it was the closest house. So I mean, I guess my thought was like, at least maybe they'll have seen this dog around.
You know what? Good for you. You risked it all and you came out a victor.
Good for you, man.
Man, but now you're talking about the white privilege and you make a good point. Imagine seeing on the news, man shot dead, walking dog and son. No one knows why he was there.
Yeah.
Because the dog will have run away.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy. One time, Becca and I were out biking, I think, and we saw a sheep just wandering around. So we called, we did exactly what Zach said. We called like the sheriff and was like, there's a sheep out here. And then they never showed up.
Classic.
Yep.
They have important stuff to do, I'm sure.
Probably.
And the sheep is just still there shooting dice or whatever.
As far as
not being in school.
Yeah, as far as I'm aware. He was Breaking Bad.
Did it really happen, or did you just do all that so you could make that joke? That's what I want to know.
No, it really happened.
Okay.
Wait, guys, wait. Do you think it was on the lamb?
Hey!
That was good. That made me much, that kind of rebounded me from Tyler's joke. That actually fixed me a little bit.
Should we go to an article while I seem like I'm okay?
I guess.
Yeah.
So, this is good. This is also about animals. From 29news.com, beer-loving rescue horse inspires 20 hands lager. This article is garbage, just so everybody knows. But it does have a few good points. So, Big John is a permanent resident of Colby's Crew Rescue, which is an animal rescue in Charlottesville, Virginia. And he's just, like, huge. He's a huge horse. And apparently he drinks beer for a medical condition that they refuse to specify.
He's too cool for school.
He's got sunglasses on. Yeah.
The medical condition is that he has 4 million TikTok followers, I guess.
He's just a little stressed out.
Yeah. So some folks got the idea to make a beer inspired by Big John. And so South Street Brewery made 20 Hands Lager. And that's all the detail you get about it.
It's copywritten, so I don't know if we are allowed to share 80% of the article the way Tyler just did.
it's true.
Apparently, he like has trouble sweating. I don't, and so the beer helps him sweat. It helps me sweat as well now that I've gotten old and my liver doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, I don't. I this seems like bullshit to me.
I feel like horses just like beer. I feel like all horses would just try to drink beer if you gave it to them.
Yeah.
I mean, they all like sweet stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. I don't think it has anything to do with him, like, sweating. Like, do you think a little bit of lager is going to help, like, this fucking massive horse sweat? I don't think so.
This seems like something a farmhand, like, they caught a funny, what they thought of as a funny video of this, and it got huge on TikTok, and enough comments were like, seems like animal abuse to let him do that, that they were like, quick.
No, it's a medical thing. It's a medical thing.
HIPAA, you can't ask anymore exactly. about it.
Right.
I'm not sure HIPAA applies to horses.
It's actually but HIPAA is Greek for horse.
Hippo for animals.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think the more likely thing is someone tending to the horse is an alky and was just like wandering around with a six-pack doing their job, getting shit-faced, and got caught, and they were like, oh, this is for the horse for his sweat thing he has?
Like, why is there a keg in Big John's stable?
He's cool as hell,
because he likes it?
Stop he's by. In there.
Big John.
It can't be because he likes it. It has to be because he needs it.
He needs it, exactly.
He gets the shakes if he doesn't have it. Do you want this horse to die? He's an alcoholic.
He's not as fun to hang out with when he doesn't have it.
You know, the
monkeys. Yeah, the monkeys that smoke in those zoos in China. It's good. The tar helps keep their lungs together. It's medicinal.
If I had to live in a Chinese zoo, I would do anything possible to squeeze any amount of joy out of my morning and die sooner. Like, it's a win-win.
It's a win-win.
Amen, brother. Should I take up smoking?
If you want, like, I mean, first of all, you would look cool as hell. You look like Bob
true.
Dylan.
That's true.
And then also, you get to die soon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You already smell like shit.
Oh, okay. That's uncalled for.
Zach, you don't
know. Hey, listen, we lived together for 3 years. I know what I'm talking about.
I was going to say, yeah.
Just imagine if he smoked, how much worse he would smell.
That would be crazy.
I think we need to have a cigarette commercial that is like, look, we know it makes you look cool, but like, actually, it's dumb to die like this. Because like, we got to stop beating around the bush. Everybody looks cooler when they smoke. Everybody.
I saw the lamest, most limp-wristed anti-smoking commercial the other day. It was just this lady. She was like, I used to smoke, but then I had a kid, so now I don't. My advice, don't smoke. I'm like,
teen pregnancy.
Bitch, in the 90s, they were cutting people's lungs open on TV. You
to
know?
Show us. Yeah,
exactly. Like, miss me with that weak sauce.
Dude,
I would have really loved cigarettes? The zag if they were like, I used to smoke, and then I had a kid. So my advice to you is don't have kids. Then you can't smoke no more.
Smoke with your kids.
Yeah.
It's good to take 10 minutes out of the day as a family. So we have family cigarette breaks. So we get to chat about each other's day and connect.
10 minutes a day?
One cigarette.
Smokers.
One cigarette for the kids.
Yeah. A little one. A little shorty.
I split it in half for the kids.
Cigarillo.
My daughter gets
cigarillo
the filter.
For the kids.
Because she's Rizzler. A lady.
Give him a cigarette.
The Rizzler.
The Rizzler can have a cigarette as a treat.
The Rizzler gets fucking dog biscuits as a treat. But also, I feel like the Rizzler might have like a silver cigarette case and like offer a woman one on the train. And she looks over and it's like an 11-year-old boy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you think there's anyone who's a bad enough parent that their kid is addicted to cigarettes and the kid asks the parent, can I have a cigarette? And the parent says, well, if you're good.
Yes, I do. Absolutely. I think that's happening in a trailer park in Western South Carolina right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Appalachia.
Right. No beer till you finish your tequila.
Oh
God. Yeah, beer before liquor.
Right.
Yeah, sure. That makes sense.
Yeah. If he drinks too much, I just give him 2 cigarettes so he throws up. You know, that's parenting, I guess.
Amen, brother.
Oh my god. Yeah,
I mean, I shouldn't talk. My children are watching Encanto right now, so I can do a podcast while I drink.
Encanto's good.
Yeah, Encanto's fine, except, well, whatever. Except for all the smoking they do in that movie.
But
they look so cool.
No. That kid's cool as hell.
That's why they don't talk about Bruno.
See, I got Encanto and Coco. Those are like The Prestige and the other one, The Illusionist.
Yeah. The Illusionist, right.
Encanto and Coco is that, where both studios were like, we'll make a Mexican kid musical first. And they're like, fuck.
With like magical elements.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. With
I like them both, but I prefer Encanto.
Yes. Encanto is better. And my complaint with Coco is that it didn't have enough music in it for a movie that was specifically centered around music. Like, it should have been almost entirely music. And there were like 4 songs, and they were short.
I saw Encanto. I have not seen Coco. What was the one where Tesla creates a cloning machine? Was that The Illusionist?
That's Prestige.
That's a big spoiler for The Prestige.
That's a huge spoiler for The Prestige.
Yeah, I know, but that fucking sucked. I hated that one. That one sucked.
What? Out.
No, I love this because I thought I was the only one in the world who thought The Prestige sucked. But apparently, there's two of us.
It was so fucking magic.
It was so stupid. No, the other one, The Illusionist, that one was good. That was two dudes playing the biggest con of, like, forever. The other one was just, he was drowning clones that Tesla made.
Wait, are you thinking of the other half of The Prestige as The Illusionist? Where one guy has a twin brother, and that's how the trick works, and the guy's so obsessed with making the trick work, clones and murders himself? Because that's also The Prestige.
No.
So I haven't seen The Illusionist. I can't speak to that. No, all I know is I thought The Prestige sucked.
No, there are two different ones. There are two different ones. And one has the twins, and the other one he's murdering clones of himself.
That's Hugh Jackman and Tom Hardy, right? They're rivals in The Prestige.
No. Then there's one with, isn't it Christian Bale?
Or no, Christian Bale and Hugh Jackman are rivals in The Prestige, excuse me.
I thought Edward Norton was the...
Edward Norton's the Illusionist.
Okay. And there's a twin? He's a twin in that?
No. Edward Norton is in the cloning one, isn't he?
No!
What? Illusionist!
He loves it! He loves the Prestige.
So Tyler loves half the movie The Prestige. And doesn't remember The Illusionist.
And what happens to The Illusionist?
I don't know.
They like rob a bank or something. They like do a magic robbery. They rob something, I think. It's like Ocean's 11.
Christian Bale.
Yeah, Christian Bale, right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And is that also the one with Nikola Tesla's cloning machine?
Yes.
What?
David
What?
You talked about this.
I've just been prestiged, you guys.
Okay.
That's how good of a movie it is.
Tyler, wrap it. Wait, we got to rate.
Oh, but, my
God. That's where we have to end, right?
Well, I guess I give The Prestige a 9 out of 10. Apparently, that movie's incredible. I don't know.
Dude, you have to watch it again.
No, Becca, I don't think I like it. I think I just got confused. Okay. I like half of that movie. I think I like half of that movie.
I mean, in fairness, my issue with that movie is almost exclusively the end. Like, it's supposed to make you think, how far would you go for fame? And instead I was like, that's dumb. Shut up.
Yeah. All right, well.
Did that make – before – I know we have to because those two, it's not going to get better than that. Did that magician think magic was real? Like, why would he have done that? Like, it's obviously a trick. You're like, I'll just fucking – he's probably drowning his clones of himself. What? Why? Why would you think that?
I think you can explain that away with some characters are just stupid. Like, some characters are just stupid in movies, and you have to be okay with that at some point.
You gotta do it. And he's like, looks down. He's like, oh, fuck, there's just two guys, and he just falls into the tank. Oh, so good.
I can't believe that's the same movie.
I'm gonna cherish this memory. I'm gonna cherish this for the rest of my life.
Still mind blown about it. All right, well, who cherishes
Tyler, can you watch both of those movies this week and report back on what happens in either of them?
I guess. Okay, well, who wants to who cherished their beer? Who wants to report back on their beer?
I'll start. Yeah, so I had Farfella's Imperial Stout with marshmallow from the Copper Turtle. It was fine. It's 8.9 ABV. It's doing the job. Roasty notes. Not as. I have a very narrow Goldilocks zone of how thick I want a stout to be. It's very narrow, but it's a little under. It's a little thin, but not horribly, but not unpleasant. Nothing blew me away. I really didn't taste the marshmallow. I wish it were a little sweeter before it immediately kind of turns into a campfire. I'm going to give it like a 5.3. I recommend this to, I don't know, just if what I've just described sounds good to you, I feel like pretty confident in my assessment of what it was like. I don't know who would necessarily want this, but I struggle to think of who's like, you gotta get that new stout.
Yeah.
It's just not me.
I had Innocent Guns Barrel-Aged Gunpowder IPA, 5.6% ABV. I did not like this. It just tasted like a gross IPA. Like, I understand that there are some hoppy characteristics going on there, but they don't play well with the bourbon. Like, bourbon barrel aged stuff should be for like alcoholic, like darker beers, like sweeter. Barley wine, stouts, that sort of thing. It just doesn't work with the citrusy notes of an IPA.
You're so better off with like a gin barrel or tequila.
Yeah, for sure. So I was not into this. But again, it wasn't like I was like, bleh. Like I've had some beers that were really a struggle to finish. This, like I said at the beginning, was the banality of evil. So even though I didn't like it, I'm only going to give it like a 4.5, I think, and recommend it to IPA completionists. If you got to catch them all IPA style wise. Then go for it. But otherwise, like, why drink it? There's no reason.
There's a time I would have considered myself an IPA completionist, but I got shit to do, man.
Yeah.
I can't be drunk all the time. Unless we all tell work, we go to our doctors, we all tell work that we can't sweat unless we get drunk.
That's right. Work. We all go to the vet. We all go to the vet.
I need an accommodation.
Mm-hmm. Samuel?
I had Untitled Arts Chocolate Espresso Stout. Zach, you're talking about the stout thickness Goldilocks zone really got me mm-hmm. thinking. I said earlier this is too thin. It's still too thin. I'm not sure I have a Goldilocks zone. Insofar as I don't know if I've ever had a stout where I was like, too thick for me, sir. So I guess usually I'm supposed to recommend this to someone, but instead I'm taking requests. Tim, have you had a stout that you were like, this is too thick? Or have you had a stout that you think is too thick for the boy? Write in, let me know, and I'll see if I can find it. This beer is fine. It's too thin. It's not chocolatey, even though it has chocolate in the name. The coffee's there. The booze is there. 5.6. Recommend this to coffee beer people, because the coffee in it is good. But that's all that's like really remarkable.
Okay.
That's a good review.
Way to go, Samuel.
That was really articulate.
Unlike his normal, you know, shambolic thinking.
Yeah, normally it's like talking to a post-stroke William Shatner doing a full album.
Rock it, man.
Rock it, man.
As the yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why Zork Orc is on my ass today.
All hail Zork. Anyway, did I ask you what you're having next week? Did I already say this?
No.
You didn't, and I don't know because I need to go to the store.
Because you didn't ask Zork. Makes sense. Well, everybody, if you want to let us know your favorite magic movie, you can email us at brewstaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can
call us
Brewstews. Fair dues.
Labyrinth sucks. No. I have to tell you the outro. Watch Labyrinth again. When you're doing your magic movies, watch Labyrinth. It's David Bowie just sucked a bunch of shit on the soundtrack of Labyrinth. There is a song that I promise you of like these red puppet guys that just goes.
The fire. Yeah, Chili Down with the Fire Gang is not necessarily my favorite.
I can't believe he slapped that garbage on the desk and was like, "Look at this song I wrote. It's so funny." And they were like, "Too much of a coward to tell David Bowie that he wrote the worst series of noises I truly have ever heard in my life." Like, it is actually horrible. Labyrinth, terrible movie. Well, it sucks.
You're wrong, but Chili Down with the Fire Gang is bad. Blue Sky Us at Bruise Day Tuesday. Don't let Zach keep you down with your Labyrinth movies. Bye.
Oh, I've done it again.
Wait, why is he from Liverpool now?
Elton John's here. Elton John's
he
here.
Sort of sounds like this.
That's pretty far out, man.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes a shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better.
And my thing about with my knowledge of Zach is I feel like one of these days he's going to be like, I'm not doing this anymore. And he's going to make us fight a gold dragon and TPK us and be like, all right, season's over.
It's about to happen, dude. It's about to happen in the kitchen.
It's four steam methods. You guys got this. You can do
We're
it.
We're so fucked.
There's help in another room. You can do it.